well. As far as the game over here in the West is concerned, as part of round 21 action, it's West Coast v Carlton at Domain Stadium.
We are the Navy Blues. We are the old dark Navy Blues. We're the team that never lets you down. We're the only team all Carlton knows. With all the champions they like to send up, we'll keep our end up. They will know that they've been playing against the famous old top.
Yes, the famous Navy Blues, they trek over to the West this weekend to take on the West Coast Eagles at Domain Stadium on Saturday night. And their defensive coach, Dale Amos, he's been good enough to join us on Sports Drive this afternoon ahead of that clash. G'day, Dale.
Evening, boys. How are you?
Going well, thank you, mate. Thanks for joining us on Sports Drive this afternoon. Just rewinding back to your last clash against the Dons in round 20. A really heartening performance against Essendon. I'm sure, though, at the same time, it's pretty frustrating that you get that close in a game against a quality team and you just fall short by 8 points.
Yeah, look, it's probably been a bit of a theme for us this year that we've been extremely competitive and we've certainly put ourselves in winning positions late in games. I think maybe 6 or 7 times we've been in front in the last quarter and haven't been able to quite get the job done. So, you know, we feel like it's a great experience for our young players to have to live through that, but yeah, we're getting at the point where we really like to, you know, be able to implement it and execute late in the game and get a result off the back of it.
Dale, Jacob Lansmere here. I think it's been a season of significant improvement for the Blues. I know that the ladder position probably doesn't suggest as much, but had a great patch through the middle of the season. But for the second successive year, it looks like your side is fading a little bit as the season goes on. A young side, as we know, how hard is it to keep the morale up at this late stage of the year?
Yeah, Jacob, I think probably in terms of the season, it's a reasonable reflection. We certainly would have loved to have won some more games. We feel like we've been competitive. There's probably only been probably the Geelong game and the Port Adelaide game earlier in the year. I mean, we've actually been sort of blown out of the water. The rest of the time we've been, feels like we've been in the game and, you know, the chance to be able to win. Probably more of the injuries than the young kids getting tired. I think at the moment the...
Might just get you to take a step or two to the left there, Dale. We've just lost you for a moment there. Have we got you?
Got me now?
Yeah, all good, mate.
Sorry. I think probably the injuries to Cripston and Curnow through our midfield in particular have hurt us more than the young players fading, I think. I think our depth is in that part of the ground is something we're looking to build, but with the young kids in there, it's been a bit more of a challenge given that they've been thrown at the wolves a little bit, so... yeah, look, we're looking to finish the season strong. We're expecting to give ourselves a good chance to win our last three games, particularly starting this week against West Coast.
Well, Dale, this news has probably gone slightly under the radar this week because of the massive retirements we've had over the past couple of weeks, but Dennis Armfield has announced his retirement at the end of the 2017 season, and he's been a little bit of a cult figure at the Carlton Football Club and a very good servant of the club as well.
Yeah, no doubt. I think the thing that Carlton supporters love and I've been able to see firsthand the last 2 years that I've been there is the fact that he turns up and he competes every single week. He puts his heart and soul into it and people can see that. You know, it's really visual with Dennis with the way he plays. So, really important part of our footy club, even in the last 2 years that I've been there and part of the leadership group this year. And he'll be certainly sadly missed, certainly in terms of his attitude and how he's gone about it.
Carlton defensive coach Dale Amos, is with us on Sports Drive this afternoon. West Coast forward line is one of their strengths, Dale. And Josh Kennedy looms large here again, a former Carlton player, and he's gone past 500 AFL goals last week against the Saints. He's still remarkably in the running for the Coleman medal despite missing 5 games. Liam Jones has been a great story for the Blues this year and his resurgence as a defender. Will he get the job on Josh Kennedy?
Look, he certainly spent time. I guess between he and Jacob Wiedering, in particular, we've been able to mix and match a little bit down back, and it's been great for Jacob to be able to have some exposure to some of those key forwards. But you're right, given the fact that he missed 5 games and he's still very much in the running for the Coleman medal, gives you an indication of the quality of forward he is. So, we're well aware of the impact that he has and how critical he is to their forward line, and we'll need to do a good job to be able to restrict his use. But, you know, at the same time, if we can limit the access to the midfield, obviously makes a big difference as well.
One man that I'm sure you've had the privilege of working with pretty closely as the defensive coach has been Sam Doherty as a running defender, and he can work through the midfield as well, as we know. He's just taken his game to a whole other level this season, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was probably his first pre-season where he's had a uninterrupted preparation, didn't come off surgery, was able to really attack his pre-season. I think it's held him in really good stead. He was obviously had a he won our best and fairest last year, which was an indication of how well he played. But I think this year's been the next step for him. He's spent a little bit of time through the midfield, but certainly his consistency over the course of the season and the fact that he's still playing so strongly at the moment is reflective of how strong his pre-season was. So look, he's one of our young leaders. He's certainly someone we look to take us into the next era at Carlton, that's for sure.
Dale, you're a well-supported club. You don't play over here in Perth all that often, but a good opportunity for Blues supporters to get along and see your young side in action, and a number of young West Aussies heading back home, notably Sam Petrescu-Seaton, the retiring Dennis Armfield, and Zach Fisher. I'm sure those guys are really looking forward to heading across back to their home state.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great for those guys. Given the distance that we don't get to get over there that often, it's fantastic for them to be able to perform in their home state. And we do have an enormous supporter base in Western Australia. It's fantastic the support that we do get over there. So those guys will be really excited to get over there and play. And I think for the Western Australian Carlton supporters, it's fantastic that they get to see firsthand a bit of a snapshot into the future. I think with the guys you mentioned, but also guys like Charlie Curnow and Jacob Wiedering, and it's exciting times for the footy club, I think, moving forward.
Now, if there's a club that relishes wet conditions, it seems to be your club, Dale, and there's a chance of some wet weather on Saturday. I'm sure that if it does rain, you won't be disappointed.
No, we've performed really well this year in the wet, and our players, in terms of their contest, have really stood up well, and I think our ability to be able to defend well, particularly in the wet, has been pretty solid this year. So yeah, look, if it happens to be wet, we certainly won't be complaining. And we've had an opportunity to be able to perform in those conditions a few times this year already.
Dale, as you said, there's been quite a few moments this season where you've been really competitive in games and maybe just gone down in quite a few close ones. But I think for most of the case from the outside looking in all honesty, a lot of people didn't have all that high expectations for Carlton in 2017. And I think you've probably overachieved in a lot of people's eyes from what they're expecting this season. Have you been pretty encouraged as a coaching group by what you've seen, particularly from some of your younger players this season?
Yeah, I think what happens, and it's probably for us a little bit, it's the coaching group, and certainly for the supporters, there's an element of unknown when you have kids playing in your team, and you don't know what Charlie Curnow is going to do, and you don't know what Samo Petrescu-Seaton is going to do, or Zach Fisher, or Jacob Wood, and you're not completely sure how well they're going to perform. And what they've been able to do is pretty consistently turn up and perform. And probably the thing that's carried us a fair bit, I think, is our leaders have been consistent in their performance, played at a high level. So, that's been really encouraging for us. We would have loved to have won some more games. We feel like we've been in a winning position and put ourselves in a position to win more games than what we have. So I guess for the last three games in particular, that's definitely our focus, to be able to try and get some reward for effort and prove that we are definitely moving forward and that we have matured as a group.
Dale, tell us about Brendan Bolton, your senior coach. He's had a remarkable rise to prominence and taking over the job at Carlton. He was caretaker in 2014 at Hawthorn. I'm a big fan of him. He's got a teaching background, and that seems to be something that's all the more in vogue these days, is having a bit of a teaching background before you venture into coaching. He comes across as a well-respected individual who's certainly improving this Carlton side.
Yeah, no, he is. He's, the education background and the capacity to be able to teach players is certainly one of his absolute strong suits. I think the program that we've set up is centred around that. And he's been able to educate not only the players but also the coaches in how to go about that. So that's been fantastic for the whole organisation, I think. So culturally, he's really strong. He's big on values and the capacity of players to be able to live the standards and expectations. And he's had a pretty simple mantra that the expectation is you turn up and you bring pressure and effort every single week. So for the most part, I think the players have really bought in. And we haven't necessarily seen the results in wins and losses, but we've certainly seen that pressure and effort on display most weeks.
Dale, lastly, West Coast, we know they're a very offensive side and you like to play a defensive style of game and make it a scrap. Do you think you'll be able to do that against the Eagles on Saturday?
Oh, look, I mean, a big. Well, we've talked about their forwards, and clearly West Coast have got dangerous forwards who can hit the scoreboard. You know, Leclerc and Kennedy and the like down there are very, very dangerous, and they have multiple avenues to goal. But the midfield, we rely heavily on our midfield and the pressure through there being able to limit the supply and at least have pressured ball coming in, and that'll give our defenders a chance. So, like I said, our mids, particularly Gibbs and Murphy and Cruiser, have been outstanding in that department. So we'll certainly need some elite performances from them again to be able to get pressure through the midfield, give ourselves a chance to be able to defend well behind the ball.
Well, Dale, really appreciate you joining us on Sports Drive this afternoon. Good luck against the Eagles over here in the West on Saturday.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.